Biden administration making air conditioning more costly in the name of climate change. By Hannah Blow on May 2, 2023. President Joe Biden's administration is making the cost of air conditioning more expensive via new Environmental Protection Agency (EPA) rules, which are making the cost of refrigerants far more expensive as Americans head into the summer months. According to reports, the EPA is limiting the supply of refrigerants, thereby boosting the cost, after deeming it a contributor of what the left has politically branded as climate change. According to Fox News, the production quotas have driven up their price about threefold. And a recharge may cost $100 to $500 more than before these provisions took effect, depending on how much replacement refrigerant is needed. In other words, consumers who need air conditioner repairs could be paying much more due to the EPA regulations increasing the cost of the actual products. It could also be passed on to the consumer other ways as well, as the EPA rule also targets those who service air conditioners, requiring them to carry the product in heavy refillable cylinders, per the report. Further, the EPA is pushing a regulation that would essentially phase out more affordable models of air conditioners, essentially deeming them unfriendly to the environment. More via Fox News. Central air conditioners are already impacted while a proposed new regulation for window units is in the early stages, and in both cases the claimed climate change benefits are a big part of the agency's rationale. Installers say central systems jumped by up to $1,000 when the new rule took effect last January 1, and a total cost of $10,000 is no longer a rarity. In the past, Biden has essentially deemed climate change, otherwise known as the natural fluctuations of the planet throughout history, even prior to the industrial age, a clear and present danger, using the crisis to push left-wing agenda items, such as woke Green New Deal policies. Video, Biden, we got billions, trillions, $750 million, billion dollars off the sidelines for climate. I come here today with a message, as president, I have a responsibility to act with urgency and resolve when our nation faces clear and present danger, Biden said during a July 20, 2022 speech, in which he admitted he viewed climate change as a literal danger. And that's what climate change is about. It is literally, not figuratively, a clear and present danger, Biden stated. Biden came under fire after Biden Consumer Product Safety Commissioner Richard Trumka Jr. revealed that the administration was considering banning gas stoves in the name of climate change. This is a hidden hazard, Trumka stated in January. Any option is on the table. Products that can't be made safe can be banned. Fact checkers were quick to cover for the administration, denying any such ban. However, Representative Debbie Lesko, R-Oz, revealed in a Washington Examiner piece that the original claim was, in fact, true. She wrote in part, emphasis added. But, as we are seeing in so many other instances, Republicans were right all along. President Joe Biden's Department of Energy is, in fact, pushing an extreme regulation that would effectively eliminate nearly all gas stoves. The Department of Energy is conducting this gas stove grab through a rule that would impose extreme energy performance standards on residential cooktops. The department's proposed rule sets requirements for gas cooktops at the maximum technologically feasible or max-tech level. Based on the Department of Energy's own analysis, gas cooktops at the max-tech level represent just 4% of current market share and exclude all conventional freestand ranges. Any rule that causes 96% of the products available today to be eliminated from the market is an extreme regulation. In fact, it is essentially an outright ban on gas stoves. Meanwhile, gradual bans on gas stoves is already a reality in New York, which is moving to ban the use of natural gas in new buildings as part of the state's $229 billion state budget deal. New York is banning gas stoves. Just like the Biden administration tried to do before they got caught, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, remarked. So much for a right-wing conspiracy. Related, Sanders will have to work with China, Russia to save the planet on climate. In 2019, Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, predicted that the world will cease to exist in precisely 12 years if the country did not address the changing climate. Notably, Democrat Al Gore predicted in 2006 that the planet would reach a point of no return in 10 years if drastic measures were not put in place. 10 years later, he still generally agreed with his assessment. Meanwhile, Biden's special envoy for climate John Kerry has also continued to sound the alarm on climate change while flying across the world on a jet. He has also defended other elites who fly on gas-guzzling private jets as well. "Well, they actually I've talked to them about it. They offset, they buy offsets, they offset. And they are working harder than most people I know to be able to try to affect this transition," Kerry claimed.